Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, I read that sustainability reports are piling up in companies with allegations of greenwashing starting to surge. So I need to ask this important question. Are South African companies now faking progress when it comes to ESG, environment, sustainability and governance? And someone who's at the center of this debate is Muhammad Ali, who is MD of the industrial auditing company WWISE. And let's try and separate some fact from fiction here. So, Muhammad, a very warm welcome to you. Maybe a broad assessment then. What is the situation and how bad is it?
Thanks, Jeremy. Look, from my opinion in terms of being an auditor for almost around 17 years, what I've noticed is there is a fundamental lack of understanding of what actually ESG is. So ESG, generally your environmental, social and governance, you know, gives you a framework with a GRI scoring of how to denote your current environmental, social governance standpoint. Now, what we've realized is what people are putting on the reports are not generally always the truth in what is being showcased to their particular interested parties, whether it's shareholders or stakeholders. So there's a lot of truth in terms of what greenwashing is, in inverted commas, because it's not the true reflection in terms of the amount of emissions that's going into the environment from a carbon perspective, the amount of recycle or reuse, or just general waste management. So this has been a conundrum. Now, the way organizations such as the JSE or any listed organization is getting validation is aligning these particular ESG requirements to what they define as international standards. So once you align yourself to the international standards that basically give you a standard and a framework in terms of implementing this, then there's a third party. The third party is a certification body that independently comes in through an impartiality framework and be able to audit you to denote that those particular requirements on your ESG and your GRI reporting are actually true and fact because they do a data analysis review. So those companies can be trusted on. But the other ones that don't have those certification, there's no saying that the truth that they are reporting on the ESG and GRI is actually truthful.
Is it too early to say that the concept or the paradigm of ESG is now meaningless?
Yes and no. So look, with the whole Paris Accord, you know, and looking at global warming and just look at how the weather patterns are in South Africa, if you want to just look at one fact of environmental. So the companies around the world are looking for reputable suppliers or reputable companies, even loans, whether when you want to go to the World Bank for a loan. And, you know, for example, I know right now there's discussions in City Power where there's banks and international banks that want to fund City Power and be able to get them up and running because it's the betterment of the economy as well as it betters their particular services. Now, the one key assurance that's driving this is ESG, because they are reporting on the ESG, so they can't go and choose a service provider that does not have accurate ESG reporting. So in a way, it's still in its infancy stage in South Africa of understanding what ESG is. And some audit reports are, you could say, in a very infancy state. I wouldn't say premature, but I would say it's in an infancy state. And there still needs to be a lot of training. There still needs to be a lot of understanding and adaptation. Mm. But if you don't have the ESG reporting, there's going to be lack of assurance and investors wanting to partner with you, which can obviously result in less revenue into the country and obviously interested parties, you know, not being convinced to work with South Africa, especially on the anti-bribery side, because we are red flagged as a country and the international companies want some sort of assurance that you have an anti-bribery policy, you're following a standard, you have a whistleblowing policy. If you don't have these particular standards in place, they will not do business with you.
Let me ask you bluntly, do you think the chief executives should face fraud charges if there's a fake ESG claim?
Yes, they should. They should be accountable and they sign in on full authority. They need to make sure that they can trust the processes enough to be able to make the decisions so that they can be able to justify what they are submitting with their signature on to the GSC or to the New York Stock Exchange or to any auditors for that matter. And there needs to be this avoidance of collusion with auditors themselves, because we put things on paper, but the data and the truth of what's being at the bottom is not really the case. And we're not holding the CFOs accountable enough. So yes, the share price increases because we are showing wonderful ESG, but is the actual facts the truth? So not only the CFOs, but the auditing companies that sign off on this should be held accountable in terms of falsifying information if that is what is going on right now.
And do you not find it extraordinary that the JSE allows the rubber stamping of these inaccurate reports?
Yeah, it's a concern. It's definitely a concern. And I think the JSE need to look at, you know, certain type of what they call second party audits or verification audits. So independently, they need to do spot audits on some of these organizations and see what they've reported from an ESG perspective and what the GRI scoring is actually true. Work with the Green Scorpions if need be to be able to, you know, sample a group of companies and on a spot audit, be able to verify and validate what's happening. And then put penalties and impose significant penalties on them and being able to suspend them if need be and be able to hold them accountable. I think the regulatory side of how the GSE is managing ESG reporting cannot be just taken as face value anymore. And I think that is something they need to improve on their side or maybe start executing as opposed to just documenting.
And just a final and a quick one, what's the most egregious lie that you've seen in an ESG report?
Most of the time, it's around your environmental reporting. So the environmental reporting in terms of waste management, I have seen it's significantly, you know, fabricated or it's not calculated accordingly to a standard. So people are thumb-sucking the amount of carbon emissions, the amount of reuse, the recycling of grey water. All of that is not fundamentally done correctly. There's no environmental scientist involved. There's no particular organization to verify this. And I think a lot of the equipment is either not SANS or SANAS approved or SANS approved, and they're not tested through laboratories and verification authorities. And that goes back to what happened with VW in terms of what they were specking out to the particular world in terms of how their vehicle was what they call green approved with carbon emissions. That is still being done in South Africa. So you will see that there's a threshold and we're always under the threshold. But is that really the truth? And I don't think that is. And in my opinion, that is exactly where the conundrum is sitting right now in terms of misleading the information that they're reporting on.
A very disturbing state of affairs. Mohammed Ali, thank you very much indeed. MD of Industrial Auditors WWISE. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.